A very good morning and blessed Christmas to all of you.
主内弟兄姐妹们平安，祝各位圣诞蒙恩。
We thank God for the privilege to come together this morning to remember His love for us.
我们感谢主赐给我们这个机会，能够在他的面前来纪念耶稣基督降生。
This morning, I want to bring you a message entitled, What Child Is This?
今天早上要带给大家的一个讲题是是何婴孩。
The text of our message is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 35.
所引用的经文是取自路加福音第一章第26到35节。
As we come and gather today, and in many parts of the world as well, believers are gathered to celebrate this special day.
今天早上我们来到这里，正如世界各地许多基督徒来到教会聚集。
We want to ask a question, and it is this: What is so unusual about an infant in the manger?
我们要问的一个问题是，这个马槽的婴孩有什么不同的地方？
What is so special about this birth that after over 2,000 years, the world is still focused on celebrating it?
而这个婴孩的降生是2000年来许多人都在纪念的，有什么特别的地方呢？
In the passage of scripture we have read, Gabriel's announcement tells us four things about the infant in this manger.
在这段经文里面，我们可以看见加百列天使宣告四样的东西，四样的事情关乎耶稣基督降生。
As we consider these four things mentioned in the scripture, I hope that when you listen to carols and sing them, you would consider the lyrics.That speak about these four things.
当我们在唱这个圣诞的这个诗歌的时候，让我们也思想这个诗歌里面的歌词的意思。
So we see firstly concerning Gabriel's announcement, his nativity.
我们看见这个天使长加百列所宣告的其中一样子事情是耶稣基督的诞生。
On the first Christmas day 2,000 years ago.We enter one of Christianity's deepest and holiest mysteries.
而耶稣基督的降生让我们进入到这个基督信仰的很深沉，还有又很圣洁的一个奥秘。
The scripture tells us that Jesus was born without human interaction of a virgin who had never known a man.
而耶稣基督的降生，他是不是通过这个夫妻的这个关系，而是一个童贞女借着一个童贞女而生出的。
The birth of Jesus is unique in the true sense of the word.
而耶稣这个字呢是很特别的。
There are no other births like his birth.
而没有其他的经文好像这个经文这样。
And Gabriel explained it using two phrases.
而加百列用两段话来形容。
He said in Luke 1, the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
他说圣灵要临到你身上。
And the power of the highest will overshadow you.
而至高者的能力要蒙蔽你。
And when Mary heard this announcement from the angel Gabriel, this was her response.
而当玛利亚听见天使这个的信息的时候，这就是她的回应。
Her response to the message was simple and sincere.
而她对天使的主的回应是很简单又很真诚的。
And she replied, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word."
他说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”
This simple faith has great implications, but we will not go into it this morning.
而这很简单的信心，却是有很大的这个应用在 在我人的身上，我们今天早上不会涵盖这一段。
But here we see God using ordinary and godly people like Joseph and Mary to accomplish His purposes.
在这里，我们可以看见神使用这个很普通但是又很敬虔的人，好像约瑟和玛利亚来成就他的目的。
So His nativity or birth is unique.
而耶稣基督的降生是独特的。
And in the events at Bethlehem, we see the love of God for sinful mankind.
而我们看见在伯利恒的这个世界里面，我们可以看见神的爱在这个罪人的身上。
And this is elaborated in our next point, His name.
而这就是接下来我们所要谈的关于耶稣的名。
Jesus is the Greek form of the Hebrew Joshua, meaning Jehovah saves.
而耶稣这个名在希伯来文的这个用希腊文来讲，希伯来文呢就是耶和华拯救。
So the name Jesus contains and conveys his mission, and that is to seek and to save those who are lost in sin.
而耶稣这个名字呢，是包含并且传达了他的使命，就是来寻找拯救世上的人。
Woven into the syllables of that name, we see three things. Firstly, the suffering he would endure.
而接下去我们看的这个名字呢，我们可以看见三方面，就是第一方面就是他要受的这个苦难。
Christ was born to be our savior from sin.
而耶稣基督降生是为了要成为我们的救主，叫我们从罪里面救出来。
In order to save us, he must live a perfect sinless life.
还要拯救我们，他必须过着完全无罪的生活。
And take upon him the penalty of the sin of the whole world.
而要将全世界人的罪呢担负在他的身上。
Secondly, we see the salvation Jesus would bestow.
接下来我们要看见耶稣基督所要显明的这个救恩。
He shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of our sin.
他为着我们的罪得到赦免，来流出他宝血。
And the Bible states categorically.Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission.
圣经很清楚告诉我们说，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And so the Lord came to die for the sins of the whole world.
而耶稣基督来是要为全世界的人的罪而死。
However, we see a third thing in his name.
我们在他的名字也看到第三方面。
We see the splendor he would display.
我们也可以看见他所要彰显的这个荣耀。
He came the first time to be the Savior.
他第一次到来是成为救主。
He is coming the second time to be the Judge and Ruler.
他第二次他再来的时候是要成为这个审判者，还有掌权者。
And this leads us to our third point in the announcement of Gabriel, and that is his nature.
而这就带领我们进入到他第三方面的这个属性，就是他的属性。
There are four different sonships given to Jesus.
在这属性里面有四方面关于儿子身份来称呼耶稣。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 31, he is called the son of Mary.
在这个路加福音这个第一章31节说是玛利亚的儿子。
In verse 32, he's called the Son of the Highest.
在三十二节说他是至高者的儿子。
In verse 32, again, he's called the Son of David.
第三十二节说他是大卫之子。
And in verse 35 of Luke 1, he's called the Son of God.
而在路加第三十五一章三十五节那里说他是上帝之子。
What does all this mean?
这些意味着什么呢？
Well, we see two of these references imply his human nature.
我们看到这四段的经文的两个里面告诉我们他的属人的这个属性。
Jesus is not an angelic being or an apparition.
它不是这个天这个灵界的生命而已。
He is truly human like you and me.
他是在这世上成为人，好像你和我一样。
And he suffers hunger and thirst and pain just like you and me.
他受这个饥寒、饥渴还有痛苦，就如你和我一样。
The next two references imply his divine nature.
另外两段的经文是讲到他的属天的这个属性。
Jesus is not only human, he is also God.
耶稣基督不单是人，他也是神。
And this is clearly mentioned in the Gospel of John chapter 1.
而这在约翰福音第一章里面很清楚地讲到。
John says the word referring to Jesus became flesh and dwelt amongst us.
在约翰福音第一章里面说，道成的肉身住在我们当中。
And the word dwell is literally the word tabernacle.
而这个住的这个原文的意思就是说帐幕的意思。
So the word tabernacle amongst us gives us the picture of the Old Testament tabernacle.
而这个帐幕在我们当中给我们一个图画，就是在旧约的这个神的圣幕。
What is so special about the tabernacle in the Old Testament?
在旧约的这个神的圣幕里面有什么特别的地方呢？
It symbolizes the presence of God with his people.
而就是这就是代表了神与他的百姓同在。
And that is why Israel is told to build the tabernacle and to take it out and move whenever they travel to another place.
这是以色列他们在旷野当中，神吩咐他们的帐幕什么时候要离开，他们就要搬走那个帐幕，移开到另外一个地方去。
In short, the Bible teaches that Jesus is the God-man.
很简短的来说，圣经告诉我们，耶稣基督是神，他也是人。
And Jesus, in one of his conversations with Thomas, said this to him.
而耶稣基督在对这个多马说道，
When Thomas asked Jesus, "Show us the Father," meaning God the Father.
而这个多马问耶稣基督说，请将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Our Lord replied him and said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father."
耶稣对他说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
So if you want to know what God is like,
所以你要知道神是如何的，
you look at Jesus.
我们就要来仰望耶稣。
And you can see him in the four Gospels.
我们可以在四本福音书里面看见耶稣。
Jesus is very God, a very God.
耶稣基督就是那位神。
Finally, we see his nobility.
接下来我们要看的是他的尊贵。
The announcement of the angel said that he will be given the throne of David.And will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
而在路加福音，让我们看见他要被赐予大卫的宝座，并且要管理雅各家到永远。
In this announcement or statement, we see a few important things.
在这段宣布里面，我们可以看见一样的很重要的事件。
Firstly, we see that Jesus' kingdom is a personal.Kingdom.
我们可以看见耶稣基督的国度是属于他的国度。
Jesus wants to be king in your life and my life.
耶稣基督他要成为你生命中的王，还有我生命中的王。
And for those of us who know him and trust in him, he rules in our life right now.
所有我们当中已经相信耶稣基督的都知道，耶稣基督在我们的生命中掌权。
And so,The question to those of you who have not handed your life to him is, will you let him into your heart today?
我们当中尚未将自己的生命交付与他来掌管的，今天你是否愿意让他来进入你的心呢？
The second thing we see about his kingdom is that it is a providential kingdom.
接下来我们要看见他的国度是供应我们的国度。
History, ladies and gentlemen, is God's story.
历史呢是神的这个事件故事。
God is sovereign and he is in control even if the world or our life is in a mess.
神在不管这个世界或者是我们的生命是如何的混乱，但是神仍旧掌权。
And because he's a powerful and mighty God, he is able to turn all your mistakes and adversity for your good.
他是如此的伟大，如此的全能，他能够将你生命中的这些错误和困难来转为成为使你得到益处。
Thirdly, we see that his kingdom is a powerful kingdom.
接下来我们也看见神的这个国度是有能力的国度。
Talking about our Lord Jesus in John 1 again, verse 3, the Bible says all things were created by him, and by him all things hold together.
而我们在约翰福音第一章那里也看见万物都是借着他造的，凡被造的都是借着他而造。
There is only one true and living God.
只有一位又真又活的神。
And he commands us in his first commandment to only worship him.
而他也吩咐我们在他的第一条诫命里面只有来敬拜他。
There is no other God we should bow ourselves to.
我们没有其他的神我们可以敬拜，只有上帝。
And we see in the scripture that demons fear the Lord Jesus.
而我们看见圣经的经文里面也告诉我们，这个邪灵鬼魔也怕耶稣。
And we see angels worship him.
我们也看见天使敬拜他。
And one day, every knee will bow before the Lord Jesus.
而有一天呢，万膝呢都要跪拜主耶稣基督。
Next, we see that his kingdom is a permanent kingdom.
我们接下来要看的是他的国度是永远的。
When you look at the dynasty of kings and empires in the world, they do not last forever.
我们看见这个世上的君王、国度还有这个帝国都不是永远。
But the kingdom of Christ will last forever and ever.
而耶稣基督的国度却是存到永远。
And our Lord Jesus rules over the stars and planets.Over all time and space.
而耶稣基督他也管理时间和空间的这个星球和整个宇宙。
Yes, as I've mentioned, human empires come and go, but Jesus' kingdom is an eternal kingdom.
而人的这个帝国国度里面会兴起也会消失，但是耶稣基督的国度是存到永远。
Finally, we see that his kingdom will be a peaceful kingdom.
而我们也可以看见他的国度是和平的国度。
Jesus is coming again, beloved, and he will rule the world in peace.
而耶稣基督会再来，他也会在这地上以和平来掌权。
Last Sunday, we have seen that in a very troubled world, Jesus is the wonderful counselor.
而我们上个主日也看见，就是在这很充满问题的世界里面，耶稣基督是完美的这个辅导者。
In a very tiny world, Jesus is the mighty God.
在这很微小的渺小的世界里面，上帝却是全能的神。
In a very transient world, he is the Prince of Peace.
而在这很短的
In a very transient world, he is the Father of Eternity.
而在这很短暂的世界里面，他却是永恒的父。
And in a very tense world, he is the Prince of Peace.
在这充满紧张的世界里，他却是和平之王。
I cannot put it the way Scripture puts it. Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我不能够再用比圣经更好的形容来讲到耶稣基督是那万王之王，是万主之主。
And he's coming again to rule as the Prince of Peace.
而他会再来以这个和平之君来掌权。
The first coming is over, my friends.
这个第一次带来，第一次的到来已经过去。
But he's coming the second time.
但是他第二次会来。
Are you ready for his coming?
你是否已经预备好他的再来呢？
So what child is this?
所以是何婴孩？
Well, to summarize what I've said, he is Jesus Christ, God incarnate.
简短的来说，他就是耶稣基督道成肉身。
And his life and death bring salvation to the world, and his kingdom has no end.
而他的生和死带救恩到了这个世界，而他的国度也没有穷尽。
My dear friends, have you received God's indescribable gift, the Lord Jesus?
我亲爱的朋友们，你是否已经接受了这很难形容的神的这个礼物呢？
The gift of Christ is a personal gift from God to us.
而耶稣基督的礼物呢，是神特别的礼物给我们。
And a gift requires a response.
而这个礼物需要一个回应。
If I put a gift under your Christmas tree, you may acknowledge it, admire itEven thank me for it, but it isn't yours until you open it and take it for your own.
假如我放一个礼物在你的圣诞树下面，而你很羡慕，你很感激，或者是你很欣赏，但是你不能够，这个礼物不能够成为你的，直到你来接受并且打开这个礼物。
God has a Christmas gift for you, my friends.
神有这个圣诞礼物给你。
Not wrapped in bright paper and fancy ribbon.
不是以这个礼物或者丝带来包装。
But in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
而是在这个马槽里面。
It is the gift of salvation through His Son Jesus.
而这就是一个救恩的这个礼物，借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
It must be personally received.
而这必须是你个人要来接受。
And you can never truly enjoy Christmas until you have received His indescribable gift.
你若还没有接受耶稣基督，你就无法真正享受这个圣诞。
To do that, the scripture says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved.
而圣经告诉我们说，当信主耶稣你就必得救。
Believe that He is the Savior and only Savior of the world.
相信他是救主，并且是世界上独唯一的救主。
Acknowledge you are sinner and in need of His mercy.
承认自己是罪人，并且也需要神的这个怜悯。
And by faith, ask Him to be your Savior.
而借着信心来求耶稣基督成为你个人的救主，
and forgive you of all your sin.
来赦免我们一切的罪。
If you know him already,
假如你已经接受了他，
the Lord is coming again and the time is short.
而耶稣基督会再来，而时间是很短暂的。
May we use every opportunity and time we have to spreadthe glad tidings of the salvation of God through Jesus Christ.
让我们在这有限短暂的时间里面来靠着主传扬他美好的福音。
Thank you for your kind attention. Let us pray together.
感谢主，我们一起来向神祷告。